Hello again, everybody. Donna Daniels from the MC Formula checking back in with you guys. I've got your next core training, and this is the most important tool that will change your MC career and business. It absolutely changed mine. It really was a game changer. Yeah, guys, it's so simple, it's powerful, and super, super effective. I cannot emphasize enough how important this module is for you. Okay, guys, the world of multimedia is here. Video is becoming mainstream in marketing. If you don't have video material, you can't grab people's attention. And if you can't grab people's attention, you won't sell. Event companies, production companies, promoters, clients, they want to see you live, in action, in multiple settings and different styles of events, different costumes, different styles of you emceeing or entertaining. You can't go to an event company and bring along a CV or some kind of paper qualifications or a certificate. Nobody cares. Actually, people will probably even laugh if they saw a paper qualification. They don't want to know about this kind of thing when you're an MC or a performer. All they want to see is your experience, your capabilities, and the kind of results you can produce. You have to be armed with the Business Builder tool. Now, I know this might sound crazy, but this is the tool. All you are going to need is a simple, inexpensive, drum roll please, pocket camera. And the most important thing is you need to keep it on you at all times. Why? Because we are going to use this pocket camera to record clips of you emceeing or performing. Always. Now you can get a friend or a family member to help out, or you can ask someone from the event company that is running the show, or find a spot in the room that faces the stage, set up your camera and put it on record, and you'll definitely capture something of yourself while you're on. You can never leave a performance without some kind of footage on your show. And you should personally record the setup before the event begins also. Now, this one you can do. Walk around, look at the magnitude of the setup. You'll say something like, "Wow, look at this, guys. Look at this setup. Isn't it amazing?" Then you're going to record the backdrop, the entrance decor, the ballroom decor. Now, if you've got someone to help you out, then they can record the audience, they can record the size of the audience, the reactions of the audience, and that's even better still. This next step, okay, this is so powerful. It is so important. I actually don't know whether I should give it out. Because if I give it out, everybody's going to be doing it. Okay. This one is a real deal sealer for my business. So I really don't know. Okay, I'm thinking. Okay. I did say that the MC formula would be a no holds barred, give you everything program. So guys, here it is. Record testimonials. And the most important thing is record them immediately after the event. And this has to be real live video testimonials of real people who were in your event when the energy is at its highest. So who do you target? Okay, you're going to go for the committee chairman, committee members, people you've been dealing with. People came up onto the stage and they made speeches. They were usually the bosses. You shook their hand when they came on stage. You probably already know their names or you've got it on the program. Go for these kinds of people. Now, once you've finished with these people, target the rest of the audience that are still hanging around after the event taking selfies. I personally prefer to use my pocket camera, but you can use a hand phone if you've got nothing else. But be careful if you're using your hand phone. Why? Because if the phone rings when you're capturing a video, drat, you've lost the moment. Now, what sort of a pocket camera do I use? I use a very inexpensive Casio Exalim pocket camera. And it's better to get one preferably in a dark color so it doesn't stand out. What your objective here is to make it as obscure as possible. People can be camera shy. And if it's a small little camera, it just doesn't look intimidating and it doesn't look scary. And usually they do one or two takes and they get pretty comfortable and you probably will get a really good take. Now, what you're going to do is ask people to look at you. They don't have to look at the camera. You're going to be holding the camera, even starting low and slowly bringing it up. And you're going to give them suggestions on what you want them to say. You're already recording even when you're explaining. And guys, don't worry if they stop and start or they make mistakes. You can always come back and edit those mistakes out. What you want to get them to mention, if you can, is their name, their event, their position in the company, if they'd like, and most importantly, your name as the MC for the night, and how they think the event went. What was the energy like? If they liked you, what did they like about you? And actually, basically, anything they want to say in any way they want to say it. Because it's coming from their hearts. And when things come from people's hearts, it touches other people's hearts as well. And by the way, guys, I consider every testimonial, no matter how good or how small, to be a real gift. Now, your goal is to get at least 5 testimonials per show. And you want to target different demographics, different people, different gender, different age brackets, different looks, as many different people as you can. Now, people get scared. I told you that before, and they can be very camera shy. That's why we never go out using anything like high-end video equipment with boom mics, looking like we're a TV crew or something like that. No need. A simple pocket camera that doesn't intimidate people or make them feel scared, or even your hand phone, this also does the trick. The most important thing here is don't lose the moment after the event has finished when the energy is pulsating and at its highest. Now, a very important point, and I want you to be very clear about this, you need to do this. You cannot be shy. This is your business you are building. Getting testimonials is actually going to end up being your bread and butter. You're going to start building your branding from here. By the way, I'll cover more about branding in another module, but not so much for now. Now, what I want you to do is not only understand these testimonials will make you feel good about yourself because they're going to be a confidence booster to you when people say nice things. You can use these testimonials when you go for presentations. You can put these testimonials up on YouTube. Or you can put them combined in a showreel, just like Harvey did for me. They're very powerful. Okay, what happens if you ask people for a testimonial and they say no? Okay, don't worry. Move on. Move on. Doesn't matter if they say no. Just keep moving on until you get your 5. We have no idea what's going through another person's mind, and you don't need to overthink this. If they say no, just move on. I can tell you, you can easily still get your 5. Don't worry about the ones that say no. You've got no idea why they don't want to go on camera. But don't miss out on the people that will give you great testimonials. And don't let this thing get to your head thinking, oh, people don't like me, monkey mind at work here. Just move on. Okay, let's say for some reason you didn't get any testimonials on the event day. Never mind. There is still a backup plan. You can use an online tool called cameratag.com. Now, what you do here is you sign up for the free plan and you SMS your clients a link with a special code, and they go in and record their testimonials from their mobile phones. Once it's done, the service will upload the video to your cameratag.com account, and voila! You can then download the video, and you still have got a video testimonial. This is amazing technology because you can still get a testimonial anytime, any place, anywhere from your clients, even after the event is over, as long as you know their telephone numbers. But don't wait too long after the event is finished because people often have very short memories, and also too, the energy will get lower and lower and lower. I still always prefer a testimonial immediately after the event, but this is a backup plan that still will get you testimonials. Okay, backup plan number two. There is still another method of getting testimonials, but this is a written testimonial. Now, written testimonials are nowhere near as powerful as video testimonials, but any testimonial is still a gift. Now, this written testimonial is an online questionnaire service, and you can use an online service like SurveyMonkey Free Plan. When you use these plans, this free plan, like the SurveyMonkey, you can design your own surveys or you can choose from their templates. So when you put in your questions in a survey format, you actually can direct your clients to give you positive feedback through the survey. And that then becomes a testimonial for you. For example, in the survey, you could ask questions like, "What did you like most about the event? What did you enjoy most about the MC? How was the energy of the MC?" Now, this one I'd make it multiple choice: A, high; B, extremely high; or C, brilliant. If given a chance, would you take this MC again? That's another question. So you collect the survey data via a web link, email, Facebook, or embed on your website or blog. But just to reiterate, for me, the best testimonials are videos taken on the spot immediately after the event when the audience really say what they feel from their hearts. So, guys, the key points here are: number one, multimedia is becoming mainstream in marketing. So use it. Key point number two, record everything you can about your events. And key point number three, testimonials give you real, solid, irrefutable social proof. So what are your action steps? Number one, if you don't already have one, go out and get yourself an inexpensive pocket camera. Action step number two, I want you to practice recording video testimonials with your family and friends. Now, this is where you start with your camera down low or your handphone down low, and you bring it up slowly and gradually, and you kind of feed them what you want them to say. So you got to practice this because practice will make it perfect. And on the day of your events, you'll be so used to taking testimonials, it'll just come naturally to you. Action step number three, if you have an event, record it. If you can get a friend or family member to come along, that's great. If you can't, set your little camera up somewhere that it points to the stage and get some footage. And after the event, I want you to get at least five testimonials. If you did not get testimonials after the event, then try using the telephone method to get your testimonials. And action step number four, Once you've got your video testimonials, put them up everywhere. Put them on your blog, your website, YouTube, show reels, and I'll even show you how to put them on your emails. Okay, guys, that's it for your business builder. Remember, the reason why you're doing this is to build your business, make more money, and make an impact as an MC. I want you to live your dreams. So be genuine, be authentic, and guys, be awesome. This is Donna Daniels from the MC Formula. So get going, guys. I want you to become social media sensations, and I want to see your testimonials online. Okay, thanks so much for joining me. As always, I look forward to your comments about your success. I read each and every one of them, and I'll comment on a few of them, and I'll be talking to you soon. So once you've done your action steps, it's time to move on to the next video, onward to the next module, onward and upward. Hello again, everybody. Donna Daniels from the MC.